Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late. Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
It's late. Time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, live from Danger Studios. Chorus praise and now you know.
We're the hottest show in this place.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida, it's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida. I'm joined with my co-host today, Talia Brahms.
Good morning, everyone.
And we were going to give Eric a shot.
We were.
And
I think we still are, but.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, you're right. I didn't really say, hey, you can come back, but I definitely did. I thought I did. I'm going to check the tape. I thought he said, yeah, let's come back, you know.
I wasn't there for this conversation, but I thought it was kind of inferred.
You're right. Yeah, I said, welcome to our new, you know, filling in for John Levine. So we're sitting here waiting for him to start, but he's not here. So
I think we got stood up today.
Yeah, I think we did. I think he's going to probably send us an excuse because of the hurricane.
Yeah, that's right. The severe damages brought about by Matthew.
Yeah, like a palm frond leaf in my way.
I know.
I tried to walk out of my door and there was a palm frond leaf and I got stuck. I had to call into work.
Yeah, my pot fell down. It was catastrophic. Yeah.
Now, I got to tell you, all kidding aside, we got really lucky here in South Florida.
Extremely lucky.
With Hurricane Matthew.
Yep.
It's almost like it flinched.
It was almost like magic or something.
Right.
Like it's right there and there's constant reporting and everyone's freaking out. And then all of a sudden, it just decides not to hit landfall.
Right. It just goes up the coast.
Yeah.
And when I watched it, I thought this thing's going to go straight up the coast. When I first, listen, I'm not a meteorologist, but I've been pretty good when I've seen these Doppler weather radars, and I look at it and I start watching. I go, it doesn't look like it's going to hit us, and oh, it's going to go through us and this and
right.
that and all that stuff. And I'm like, ah. And then you know, but when it was cut, like it literally jockeyed to the right after it passed Miami. It kind of like took this little divot to the right,
yeah,
which helped us avoid a lot of the major wind,
right? All of it, yeah. It was crazy.
I mean, I looked out. I mean, we put the shutters up and everything,
mm-hmm.
which some people are like, God damn, I put the shutters up for nothing. But I got to tell you, I'm glad we did because it was a nice dress rehearsal.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean? Because it was like, okay, because the first thing we had to figure out was which the shutters are numbered, like one, and then if there's five, and one, two, three, four, five.
Yeah,
and then
correlates
two,
to
four,
the different. Mm-hmm.
How many shutter or planks are in each window or whatever.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, well, we had to figure that out. And like, ugh, and we had a piece of paper that had it all written down, but we couldn't find the paper.
Ah.
But then we have that one window in the front of the house, which has like an arc in it. So I realized, okay, that's got to be for that one because it has like a cut in it.
Yeah, that one's easy.
Yeah, and I said there, and we put that one there, and I said, okay, well, this is two, so one is the bathroom window by the front door, and we figured it out.
Ah, good for you.
Yeah, and they're aluminum shutters, so they're real light. The ones just slot into the groove, and then you use a little butterfly nut, and you're done.
Now, how long did it take you to do the whole house?
A little over an hour.
Wow.
Now, the back of the house, we have the accordions, which are, you know, those are nice because we have those big windows in the back of the house.
The easier ones.
Right. And you might as well shut them up and that's it.
Yeah.
But then, you know, going around with the aluminum took us a little over an hour.
That's not bad at all.
Not at all. I mean, it's easy.
I don't know if my neighbors are just slow, but they were out from morning until night.
Yeah.
It was insane all day long.
Now, some people have the metal ones, which are heavy as shit. And,
right.
You know, I mean, it's lumbering. It's bad enough to be carrying out the aluminum. So, or they have the ones where you got to drill them still. They're metal or whatever, and you still got to use the drill and all this kind of shit. I'm like, no way, man. When I bought mine, they're like, oh, you want the steel or you want the aluminum? I'm like, the aluminum's extra. I'm like, I'm not going to be lugging around steel.
Right.
You know what I mean? There was only like one or two windows that were an issue because they didn't really fit right.
Okay.
And like now when I took them off, they kind of tore. The aluminum kind of tore.
Mm.
When you're trying to pull it off,
yeah.
I'm like, ah, fuck. I guess next time I'll have to.
You know, even if you have the best shutters in the world, what a bitch to put them on.
Yeah.
Like, hurricane-proof windows is where it's at.
That's what they say. You got to get what is it called?
High-impact windows.
High-impact windows?
Yeah.
Which can, like, 165-mile-an-hour winds and shit.
Yeah, I mean, you can essentially, like, it lasts through anything. But
and then your house,
like,
doesn't look like a cave.
Yeah.
Like the whole time.
Oh, exactly.
Like they have the shutters that are like acrylic, like real hard plastic, like acrylic, where you can still kind of see light coming in.
Uh-huh.
Which, you know, you really, you know. And I remember during the storm, we had my wife's family here. Because they didn't put their shutters
up. Pictures.
Yeah, so they all came here. So we're like, in the early part of the storm, I guess, when was that? When did it come? It came on...
Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah.
So on Thursday, everybody's here. So, you know, by midday, 7, 8 o'clock, whatever it was, you know, it's like, before it got dark.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it was windy and stuff, and a little bit of rain here and there. And I'm like, well, I had everything shut. And so I kept walking out of my bedroom, because that was one of the accordions you can open from the inside.
Right.
So
that's nice.
Yeah, you know, you just come in and out and take, mm-hmm. let the dogs out, and I go out and take a puff, you know. And then so I'm out there, and then I said, ah, you know what, I'm going to open it up. And then my wife's like, oh, that's great, you know, because everybody's excited to see the trees blow in the wind.
Right.
It's exciting to watch the trees blow in the wind.
It kind of is. It's a weird, sick thing that, like, I wanted to watch the hurricane and watch the destruction from, like, the safety of my house.
That's right. You know what I mean? And then she's like, open them all up. And then, okay, I opened up a couple so everybody in the house could kind of watch. And then I'm looking at the radar on Weather Channel, on my Weather Channel app on my iPad.
Right.
And then you could start seeing, okay, now as it was coming back up, some of the outer part of the wall was coming over. Like those bands, like,
yeah,
wow, these look nasty. So I told my wife, I go, honey, I'm going to shut the window. No, leave it open. I'm like, no, I'm going to shut it. You know, I'm making a man decision. I'm the man. I'm making a decision. I'm going to shut them.
I'm going to make a man decision.
Right, because if something happens, who the fuck are they going to blame?
Yeah, well.
They're going to blame me.
That's true.
Hey, why'd you leave them open, you dumbass? The fucking window crashed in and killed everybody. They're going to blame me. Why'd you leave them open?
You have your whole wife's family here, too.
Right.
Got to protect them.
So, you know, I made a decision. The wife was like, oh, don't shut it. You know, like I was telling you before the show. So I'm like, listen, I'm going to fucking shut it. Okay. I'm looking at the radar. I'm going to make a decision. And sure enough, by about 11:30, it started getting a little nastier. It was like, you know, you can hear
You can actually hear the storm from the inside. Yeah.
You can hear noise and stuff hitting stuff. And I was like, wow, that's kind of loud. I'm glad I shut them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody stayed over. It was fun. You know, everybody, you know, hung out. Plenty of food.
It's the best part about hurricanes, just having everyone over and eating shit you normally wouldn't.
That's
right. It's always
fun. That's it. But, you know, we got lucky.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
There was nothing. We had matter of fact, today we finally put everything back. We took all the shutters down. You know, we put everything back on the patio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything's back to normal. Because that's what happens after a hurricane. You want things to get back to normal.
Right.
Like for the poor people that don't have power. You know, I guess I got friends in Jacksonville and stuff. They had it pretty bad.
Jacksonville
Beach and St. Augustine got...
St. Augustine got destroyed.
Yeah. And then Daytona, I mean, you know,
mm-hmm.
you watch some of those Jackson... or is it Jacksonville Beach or Flagler Beach?
Mm-hmm.
It's like it came up to the... You know, they eroded the A1A. I mean, it basically ate away the... You know, that's how bad it got. And then Myrtle Beach, you know, in South Carolina area, that place got, you know, crushed.
Yeah, the Carolinas and Northern Florida, pretty bad.
They had some lady on the Weather Channel talking to the guy, the main guy, what's his name? You know, the bald guy now.
Yeah,
but Tori, or what's his name? John?
Brian, maybe?
Yeah, I don't remember. Not Brian Norcross, who's the main guy. One of the guys who used to be here. But, you know, he had some lady on there while she was talking, like, I was inland and I evacuated to a hotel, and then the hotel was flooded. And the whole time she's talking, she's got like this big white paste around her mouth.
Yeah.
You know, like when people get a little, ugh, they get that paste around their lip.
Yeah.
It looks like
dry
glue.
Mouth.
Yeah.
And, mm-hmm.
and Joe Cantori. Cantori, what's his name? Cantori. He was like talking to her. I'm like, hey, can't you tell her to wipe her fucking mouth? It looks disgusting.
That is, like, that grosses me out so much when people have, like, this glue that's, like...
Do you ever notice?
Yeah.
Sometimes you talk to somebody, you're like, and they're like, don't you know you got, like, Elmer's glue all over your face?
If it's a woman, most of the time she's using old lipstick or old lip gloss. Yeah, because whenever I've used a lip gloss that's old, it happens to me, and it's disgusting. Yeah. But most of the time it's really from, like, dry mouth mixed with, like, saliva.
Or being nervous. That could be a part of it.
I don't think you just produce that when you're nervous. Maybe.
I don't know what's worse. If you see that... Or like somebody that spits, you know, obviously, and they talk, or they that a lot, you know, make that noise.
I don't really get that much.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking you were gonna say like bad breath when they get too close to your face.
That's the worst.
Yeah, I mean,
when I used to work in a bank in Coral Springs, I used to have like a little mint dish,
mm-hmm.
you know, mm-hmm. when these people come in with bad breath, you're like, here, please have a mint.
Is that what you would say? Like, if yeah. someone had bad yeah. breath, like, hey, oh, would you like a mint?
I mean, that happened to me recently. Somebody offered, hey, you really want a Tic Tac? You want uh-huh. a Tic Tac? I'm like, I looked at him, like, right away, I go, what, I got bad breath? What are you trying to say?
Yeah, that every time like, someone oh, no. offers me that, I'm like, you could just tell me yeah, if just, something's wrong.
Yeah, because, hey, what, can I tell you a secret? Yeah, from over here. Yeah. Tell me from over there. So, I mean, we really got lucky.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, just a pain in the ass. Like, part of you, like, there's something part of it, like a hurricane, okay, like some of my friends up north in Jacksonville, they had like a little get together. Their power was out, so everybody got together and had dinner.
Yeah.
They cooked out with the barbecue grills. We did that with Wilma. You know, it's kind of, now I got 2 or 3 days I don't have to worry about work.
Yeah.
You know, think about it. Like, okay, you're, what else? You can't worry about work. So if anything, there's less stress because you think, okay, I don't have to worry about my work. And I remember when Wilma came, I remember we had like, there was a forgiveness. Like, I remember things were so bad. They were like, okay, we're going to let you, we're going to, like my mortgage payment, they said, we'll don't worry about this month.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I remember because I worked at Bank United at the time.
Uh-huh.
And when it hit, I was like, they're like, you're right, don't worry about the mortgage this month. We're gonna skip this month.
That's insane. I mean, I was still in high school at the time, and I remember it was just a solid 2 weeks off of school.
Right.
Which to me was like out of this world.
Yeah. I mean, then you kind of feel like shit when you got to go back.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's the one good thing about like a hurricane. Okay, just shut things down.
Yeah, well, even like missing 2 days last week, I came back today. I like forgot what the hell I did for a living. Like getting yeah. back into the swing of things, I'm like, I got to do this again.
Yeah.
I can't just eat Doritos and I know. Listen to wind.
Sometimes you get used to that. Like, yeah. I like just sitting here and looking out the crack of my window.
Right.
And watch the palm fronds blow through the air.
I drank wine and played cards with Mike. I'm like, this yeah. is my life now. Like, I do this.
Yeah.
It was very upsetting getting back to work.
Yeah.
But we got to do it.
Yeah, you got to do it. But again, we really got lucky. And then, you know, what I did was, because we were supposed to go to the Epcot Food and Wine Festival this weekend.
Oh,
so we
yeah.
didn't know if that was going to be ruined. And it turned out that the park was closed on Friday.
Yep.
And this is the third fucking show that a hurricane or the weather, I should say Mother Nature, has screwed me. Mm-hmm. You know, originally it was the floods in Cedar
right.
Rapids,
Iowa.
That weekend was canceled. Then last week on Wednesday, we canceled Tavolino's Wise Guy show.
Mm-hmm.
Ed was like, let's do the show. I'm like, well, all right. But my headliner's coming from Cocoa Beach, where it's probably going to hit.
Right.
And I'm like, he's like, yeah, but that's Thursday. You got all day. I'm like, yeah. But like, I took Wednesday. We got pretty much boarded up everything on Wednesday.
Yeah, everyone left early on Wednesday because
right?
you have to get ready. Yeah, sure, it's going to hit on Thursday, but you got to prepare
yeah,
for
you don't want to be
it.
Up there putting up shutters when yeah. like 50-mile-an-hour wind's coming.
Water sold out on like fucking Monday.
I know.
I mean, like,
people went nuts.
Yeah.
You know, and it was funny because we went to, it's interesting to watch people mm-hmm. react in these you know, these panic-stricken
yeah.
moments.
Right.
Like we went to, we went to get some stuff. So we go, see if we can get some water. And I went, there was no water.
None.
And then a pallet
anywhere.
Showed up. Like a pallet showed up at Walmart. And they're like, okay, we can only give you one because we're going to try to give as much as away. I'm like, oh, that's cool. And then this guy behind me is like, that's fucking bullshit. I'm like, dude, what the fuck, you know?
You got a ration,
yeah,
you asshole.
Yeah. That's what I put up. I put it on my Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. I go, rations, one little thing of Dasani water. But we always keep, that's one thing. I always tell my wife that when she goes to Costco, we buy pallets of water.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather just have pallets of water. And then we went and then we're looking for like, you know, what, like you got to get other stuff, you know, like what are you going to get?
Non-perishables
yeah,
and all that,
you know, and this and that. And so we were around just to watch people, you know, like in that mode, like, oh God, you know, what are you going to do? Just calm down.
Yeah. I mean, just everywhere you went, the lines were insane and there was yeah. nothing on the shelves. The public sub line, I guess, like for people wanting to get one last
yeah.
good meal in was mm-hmm. like wrapped around the whole store.
Yeah. I got like. That was one thing. Like when I left work, was it Wednesday? No, it was probably it was Tuesday. When I left my office on Tuesday, I filled up my tank. So when I got home,
mm-hmm.
you know, my wife's like, I still got to fill up a tank. I went, she couldn't get her. I was like, oh, I'm like, what are you doing? So like at midnight on Tuesday late, mm-hmm. midnight Wednesday, early morning, 12:30, I said, this is a good time to go.
Right.
So I went and took her car and got the tank filled up. A little bit of line, 5-10 minute line. That's it.
No, that's not bad.
But the next day it was crazy. So
oh,
I'm like,
yeah.
And she said, let's wait till tomorrow. I'm like, why don't you fuck? Well, give me the keys. Are you going to go now at midnight? 12? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go now. Yeah, that's what happened. I think with Wilma, that's what happened. I went at like 3 a.m.
Oh, wow.
And there was no line.
Like
and
strategically.
Were, yeah.
Because
I didn't want to
okay.
go there when everybody was
yeah,
filling
yeah.
it up. I decided, I'm going to go at 3 a.m. And actually, the one guy at the gas station said, yeah, we're going to be getting tankers coming in around 2. to fill the, you know, to fill the things up. So I went, all right. So I went back, no line.
There you go.
And then we got all, you know, I was pretty much set. And then to watch people not like, oh, I didn't get anything yet in last minute. And, you know, but, you know, there's some people like, yeah, you got all freaked out over nothing. I'm like, look, because I had friends that live in Pompano Beach that stayed on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, this is going to be nothing. And they were right. I mean, you know, but had that thing jockeyed a little bit to the left.
People say it's going to be nothing because there's been so many hurricanes over the years that looks like it's going to get us and then doesn't. So people just think that that's what hurricanes do now, that they don't totally hit us. But it's ridiculous.
I think it was in the 90s, late 90s, Charlie came up and it was basically off the coast. And it was just a wind event for us, like light wind. I remember I lived in Margate.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Charlie was nothing.
Yeah. It was just a wind and a little bit of light rain.
Well, Wilma and Andrew were the two biggies.
Right, because Wilma went right over us. Literally went right over Coral Springs.
Yeah, Wilma, I don't even feel like did that much damage, but like it just rattled things a lot. Like buildings didn't fall down. Coral Springs.
All right.
Yeah, buildings didn't like fall down or anything, but then the power was shot for 2 weeks.
Well, we lost our roof, right.
Lost your roof?
Well, we didn't lose it, but we had to get a new one, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was nice. Because then we're like, whoop, that's covered.
Yeah.
You know, give us a new roof.
I was hoping my screen on my pool would fall down.
Yeah. Well, we lost that.
Just perfectly.
We lost that. We lost our screen enclosure.
Well, and then excellent. Your backyard is beautiful.
Yeah. Well, but I didn't want to put it back up. I'm like, I don't like screen on the pool.
Yeah.
I'd rather the water, you know, the water, it stays too cold all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So then I used that money that the insurance gave me to buy storm shutters. Right?
There you go. Worked out.
I hope it worked out. So then we went to this Disney. I don't know if you've ever been to this Food and Wine Festival.
Yes. My favorite place in the world.
Isn't that great?
Love it.
Now, you know, we go there, and we should go with a group, but it's only me, my wife, and another couple, my buddy Mike and Jess.
Okay.
My longtime friends. And we all went, and, you know, drinking and stuff. Now, I usually love it, but after you've been there several times, now I'm like, you know, all the walking, you know, all the drinking and eating, and, you know, after a while, by the end of the night, I'm like, oh.
Yeah, well, the thing is you have to go when the weather is nice, because when it's kind of chilly, it's a beautiful walk. But if the sun is beating down on you and you're eating like
sweating,
a hot pierogi, you're like, oh, this feels like shit.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
You know, when I'm halfway through the country, like it was before it got dark, my wife's looking at me, had a gray shirt on. She's like, you can see like the sweat, like the salt sweat lines on your back.
Never wear a gray shirt when it's hot out. That's
really?
Like rule number one. Yeah, why because it shows sweat the most. Like a light gray will show sweat marks more than any color.
Really? So, I mean, black doesn't show.
Not really. You see like darker black and then black.
Right.
So it's not too bad.
You got to wear like that, what is it?
Weather resistant.
Or the dry fit thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, by the way, here's a message from our friend Eric. Hey, Dougie, I'm sorry I wasn't on Facebook today. Who the fuck isn't on Facebook? I mean, are you on Facebook every day?
I would love to be with Eric here and be like, oh, I just forgot to check social media, but I'm not.
Who doesn't check social
media? Listen, I'm a 26-year-old girl. I'm on social media. As much as I'm embarrassed.
Well, he goes, I had a blast doing the show, but it's hard to balance it with my schedule. I usually work till 6:30. Thank you for thinking of me. All right, so we're looking for another co-host on Monday.
That's in
on Monday we record. And then, you know, like I mentioned to you, Peter Leonard, he says he's going to talk to me. I don't know if he's going to say his schedule may be crazy with his job. So
did he ever find his cat?
No.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Can't you sue the company for that?
I don't think so.
Really? Like for letting the door open and you lost your cat that you're really attached to and just, oh, sorry, we lost your cat? You can't sue them?
No, because you have to really show some sort of loss.
Does he have an emotional...
Well, he's emotional as it is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Jew in me is not satisfied with this answer.
I know.
I need a reason to sue for this.
Yeah, I mean, I would have registered a complaint. And,
oh, absolutely.
You know.
I mean, I felt horrible for him.
You know, what are you going to do? I mean, unless he was like, that's my companion cat, I had it registered as a... Then you might be able to sue for replacement.
Like, well, listen, I mean, he would go and like wait outside of his apartment for hours with like food and like all these flyers. I mean, he put in a really great effort to find this cat.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
It's heartbreaking that he did it.
I know. I don't know if the cat, I think the cat wanted to get out.
Yeah.
I think the cat's
true. We've discussed this.
Yeah. The way it went.
He's like sitting in a floaty in the Caribbean right now, just drinking a Mai Tai.
He's with some family of kids and everything. Oh my God, I can't believe the last guy who had me. So he never found the cat. So, but he mentioned, I don't know. Now, you know, that goes to show. So if now he doesn't, he's been our co-host for years.
Yeah.
And he's our longest standing co-host. Lenny hasn't been back. So if he doesn't come and then Elgin's off and on, You know what I mean? We already don't always have a Wednesday show,
mm-hmm.
although Flo Hernandez will be with me, and we'll record a show and post it to you guys on Friday, who's our, I'm sorry, Thursday, who's our headliner at Tavolino's this week.
Oh, nice.
Flo Hernandez and our feature performer, Hump Lumberg.
Hump Lumberg.
Otherwise known as Evan Jacobs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's the thing on Facebook. I'm posting his name, you know, as the feature, Hump Lumberg.
Uh-huh.
There's no tag. You can't tag it. Like, who's Hump Lumberg? I mean, it's his photo.
Right.
You know what I mean? I guess it's for professional purposes.
I wish that was my name. That's awesome.
Hump Lumberg.
Yeah. That's a conversation starter.
Is it? It's a comedy name, if anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's Wednesday night, Tavolino's. Just $10. Call 954-509-0046 to RSVP. And then, but this month I'm slow on comedy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do the American Rock Bar and Grill on the 22nd of October.
We both have that show together.
Yeah. And I'll be there. Perry Sachs, our feature.
Ah, yes.
That's right.
I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah. He still does the same act.
I still love it.
Fucking with him. And then I guess Amanda's hosting?
Yes.
And you're doing a guest spot.
That is all correct.
Well, there you go. By the way, Jesse Valiz was supposed to do a guest spot this week.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're interested in coming to a guest spot Wednesday, let me know.
There's something going on. I'll keep it posted.
So now I got to figure out. So I don't know what we're going to do with the show. You know, if you guys have any questions or concerns about it, tweet us at Wake Up Dougie. Or if you're interested, if you're a comic or somebody who knows, you know, what you're saying and you're interested, maybe sit in on the show, let me know.
Hit us up.
But if not, I don't know. Maybe time that the Wake Up Late with Dougie show goes bye-bye. You know what I mean? It's like I'm at the point now that with comedy, I'm getting busier and busier. With the bookings, I'm busier and busier. My day job, you know what I mean? I don't want to go poor. So I'm like, you know what I mean? I got to put a special certain amount of attention to that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's all coming, you know, it's like, it's all getting to the point. Like what would it be? Like I started thinking about, what would it be if I didn't do this 3 days a week? I'd probably be able to go to the gym a lot more. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'd get in shape.
Well, I mean, you're always balancing like 1,900 things
anyway.
What do you
mean balancing? Is that a fat joke?
No. Balancing is the opposite of a fat joke.
Oh, I thought you said bouncing.
No. You're always balancing.
Oh, okay. That's the thing. That's why I'm so stressed.
Yeah,
always,
you balance
like, I feel
so
like
much.
Something, yeah.
Eventually, something's got to give. You can't spread yourself too thin.
But that's sometimes how I am. Like, if I'm not doing anything, I'm like, I got to find something to do.
Right. I mean, it keeps you active and busy and...
Yeah,
it's better than bored, but still, you got to figure out what's more important.
We're going to take a break, and we come back. We're going to talk about what could be the top stories that we need to focus on, and we'll figure out which is the top story.
Okay,
we got a few. We had, of course, the presidential debate.
Of course,
right? Which I thought Trump won it. I mean, people ask me. I still, I think they're both fuck ups. I think they're complete pieces of shit. I mean, he's like the doofus, you know. Like, you know, everything that's wrong with him, you know.
Right.
Hillary is a fucking lying, deceitful, conniving, evil. You know what I mean? She's got, you know what I mean? There's a lot of hidden things there that you, I mean, you know, yeah. I mean.
I feel like Donald Trump is like that really douchebag frat boy from college that you hate, but like everything goes right for him.
Right.
And you just, you say like, oh, one day it's all going to like crash and burn in your face. But then he becomes really successful.
Right.
That's him.
Right.
And then Hillary is just a person that like smiles right to your face, like right after she killed your mother.
Exactly.
And you're like,
yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Like, uh-huh.
She puts a hit on your mom. And
yeah.
Then she comes up to you and goes, oh, can I make you some pie?
I didn't kill her.
Yeah.
Well, and then.
That's terrible. What happened to your mom?
I just watched it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And so that's interesting. And then it seems like in Yemen, one of these ISIS cocksuckers, they thought they were going to try to a land air missile to American ship, Navy ship. It fell short. But, you know, that's another thing, another potential issue.
Oof.
Yeah.
Well.
And I know we got a story with the clown attacks or these clown things. I posted something on my Twitter at Wake Up at Dougie Dangerous. I'm like, if you're wearing clown makeup
mm-hmm.
or clown outfit and you approach me with a weapon, I'm going to fucking shoot you.
I feel like we've had like various scenarios where you would shoot someone, and like if anyone is intimidating and comes up to you with a weapon, they're dead. I think that's pretty much no.
I mean, listen, if you
point.
Have a gun on you and some guy dressed as a clown has a machete in his hand, you're gonna this is funny. I'll try it. Yeah, no. And of course, the top story: Hurricane Matthew leaves over 1.8 million in the U.S. powerless.
Oh wow!
So. Those are our top stories, and we'll have straight from the headlines also today. So stick around. We'll be right back.
This is Talia Brahms with the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, giving you your daily dose of feminine energy and making sure these guys don't kill each other.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. It's Tuesday here in the, well, with you guys as you listen. I'm here with Talia Brahms.
Yes, everyone. Good morning.
We just survived the Matthew hurricane that blew right up the East Coast. It looked like a pachinko ball.
A what ball?
A pachinko ball.
Like, I don't
a,
even
like
know
a pachinko,
is.
You put something in, it's ding, 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 bounces all the way down.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's
plinko,
pretty
plinko
much what
ball.
Happened.
Plinko, pachinko, blinko, whatever.
I can't even correct you. I wish I could.
Yeah, you're
no
not John
idea.
Levine, are you?
Oh, woo.
You know John Levine.
That stung.
He'd be correct.
Shout out to John.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, a lot of people, and I really feel bad, like I said, to people that are here's how selfish I am, though. I was just worried about clubs. Like, I'm going to be in Cocoa Beach in the first week of November. So I'm like, I hope that place is okay, because if another goddamn show gets canceled because of a fucking storm or Mother Nature,
right.
I'm really gonna be pissed.
Well, you're a businessman, whatever. I mean, you're thinking, how's this gonna benefit you? But at the same time, I mean, if you help people that are that were affected, then that's not bad.
Yeah.
What bothers me is like people that make a status that's like, meteorologists fucking suck, man. Like,
yeah.
They can't tell. Really, you with your iPhone are going to predict better?
Yeah.
I mean, they have all of the most fancy technology. Sorry if they didn't predict.
Well, that's why I posted. I posted like a joke. Like, I put up my storm shoulders for nothing. Somebody said, yeah, but I said, calm down, dude. I don't need a lecture.
Yeah.
That's why I did it. You know what I mean? I hate when people want to lecture you.
Right.
Nowadays, people, that's what they want to do. They want to lecture you. They want to be right. You know, it's like this debate thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, did you watch the debate?
Yes.
All right. You know, it's funny when you knew it was going to be kind of crazy when they both came out and didn't shake hands.
I know. I noticed
right?
that. Yeah.
And I thought the highlight of the zenith of the evening was when she said something about, well,
glad you're not the
lawmaker. Yeah, glad you're not
you're
glad, because if you was, you'd be in jail. That was great.
Yeah, I mean, like, never in a presidential debate, at least in all the ones that I've seen,
yeah.
have the audience actually been like, ooh, like they were reacting.
Yeah. Like, people keep talking. Listen, I heard part of the, I didn't hear, but I saw the transcripts of the video.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things he said about grabbing, you know, using his position.
Oh, so you didn't see debate?
No, I saw the debate, but
okay.
I didn't see the video of him on the, from 10, 12 years ago.
From Access Hollywood.
About grabbing the pussy and stuff.
Yeah.
And like, he calls it locker room talk. And here's what I want to say. If any guy out there is going to be, and that's what I think, I got, you know, my liberal friends are like, oh, I'm like, fuck you, you bunch of fucking hypocrites. I got all these comic friends that are mine that are big, you know, that hate Trump, whatever. And that's good. I don't care if you do. I can understand why you wouldn't believe
me.
But if you're going to be a hypocrite and say, any guy, okay, unless you're gay, any guy that hasn't sat there and go, oh, I'd love to fuck her. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That made some sort of, you know, you fucking assholes made that comment on countless times. To say that about a guy like Trump, who's like a playboy, and that's the only thing I don't get. He's like a billionaire playboy in a sense.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, how would you not? He was an entertainment. Half the shit he said is on Howard Stern.
Yeah, and I listen to Howard Stern all the time, and that's the whole point of being on his show, is just to like get the dirt out. Yeah, but like, listen, he's really conceited, Donald Trump, and you know, he's been a big success, whatever. So he's just this cocky guy that likes to brag, and he likes to be entertaining, and he likes to just like say things that are controversial because it gets him attention, and he's an attention whore. So that's why he says all those things. Now, if he actually did those things, deplorable. That's horrible. You should not.
Now,
shouldn't
everybody realize that here's a guy who, he didn't rape these women. He didn't Bill Cosby them. He didn't Bill Clinton them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he basically made a comment, this and that, like a big talker. He's a big talker. But that's it. So to say, oh, my God. So I thought it was interesting, and I thought that's why he won the debate, because in lieu of that, you know, she comes out and he just buried her with those 30,000 emails. That she, you know what I mean? It's like, here you have somebody who said something, and you have this woman who's done this.
Right.
Who's done these things that, you know, that made these, oh, I had a brain fart or brain freeze, and, you know.
Like, I wasn't aware of semen confidential.
Yeah, come on.
And, yeah.
So, I mean, a lot of people don't want to say it, but I think that he won the debate. That's that simple.
Well, The thing is, like, he was such a bully to her. And, like, I'm not for Hillary at all. And I don't know if I'm for Trump. I'm really dissatisfied with both.
Right.
But with that being said, he was such a bully. Like, I felt uncomfortable for Hillary. He kept interrupting her every second. And she kept trying to, like, smile and, like, well, okay, Donald.
She, like, in the first debate, she got under his, you know, right? She got under his skin. She purposely did that. You know, she's, again, she's a smart woman. She did what she did. And it came back. You know, this time it came back. She was in a position to really crush him in this debate. And he wasn't, you know, that's the question. People say, is he going to come out and be all apologetic? And he's not going to be that guy. You know, by the way, did you see the video Robert De Niro put out about him? About I'll punch you in the face.
Wait,
oh,
tell
yeah.
Me.
He says, I'll punch you in the face. You're a stupid. He just disses Trump. Right.
Yeah.
And he comes out and Trump posted on Twitter like, you know, I'm a Trump plaza. You want to come? Punch me in the face. How great would that to be to see Robert De Niro and Trump get into a fight?
I don't even have words.
Think about you watching the news one day and all of a sudden you see Robert De Niro walking up the Trump Plaza and Trump comes walking out. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, fuck you. You.
But like, would you really even be surprised? Like, at this point, I think he could do anything and everyone would just be like, well
that's the thing. In this country, the way things look at these two presidential candidates, it's got to be the two worst presidential candidates this country's ever had.
Yeah.
And now, you know, and we're sitting here and we're debating about it. And, you know, the thing I think I mentioned, like, I've been a little down. I've been a little depressed. I've been trying to get out of this little funk, whatever. And part of it's because, you know, I look at this, my career, like as a financial advisor, somewhat is predicated on the success of the country and, you know, the stability of things and things like that. So that's why I'm looking, I'm like, things are just going to, you know, my job is just going to keep getting crazier because of this shit.
And it could go in like two totally opposite directions too.
Yeah.
Depending on who is elected.
Oh, I don't know. Well, that was the big debate. Yeah. And
did you see the fly that like was on Hillary's face? Like it just landed directly on her face. You didn't see that? That was hysterical.
I just can't look at her face.
Oh, there you go. That's
right. Every time I look at it, I got to turn my head.
She was just like talking and this fly lands on her cheek, flies away, and then makes a reappearance later, like on her chest and just sits on her chest for like 10 seconds.
It was a Trump fly.
There you go.
Yeah, the Trump fly. When I was a pervert, Trump fly, I was trying to grab her ass.
Just kind of hanging out on her chest.
It was funny, though, some of the looks, like the picture they got, a still photo of Bill Clinton. Look what that looked like. He looked really like he looking at the women. Because all the women, Trump had the women that accused him of raping them, right? Like sexually assaulting them, like, right? Or her, or them, the girls.
That still photo was like intense.
He didn't look fuck.
First of all, Bill Clinton looks like the ghost of Bill Clinton. He looks horrible these days.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
He could be in like a haunted house.
Yeah, easily. He's a creepy looking guy.
He could be like that creepy photo that the eyes move.
Just
go back and forth.
16th century robes just
kind
of like
that
looking
coming
around.
In my house. Get out of my house. I'm going to scare you.
I think that's the best impression I've ever heard you do.
But Bill Clinton?
Yeah, that's not bad.
I could do a pretty good Bill Clinton.
Next to like your Venezuelan accent, of course.
Yeah, my Venezuelan guy.
Really
of course, although my best impression is of Jim Florentine.
Mm.
Yeah, Jim Florentine, I'm running for president.
That's good.
Which, by the way, he was at the Mardi Gras Casino Challenge this week. I entered that. Didn't go. I didn't get picked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well. I'm surprised.
Oh, well.
You know, but any rate. So, all right. Now, I guess, so that's, here's a story I thought was interesting. So we all know about the Trump, you know, who won the debate. I think Trump won the debate. And yeah, he bullied her. Good. I think she needs to be bullied. Mm. You know, she's a big dyke. Anyway, here's a story. Missiles fired from Yemen fall short of a U.S. warship. Two missiles fired from a rebel-held territory in Yemen fell short of a U.S. warship patrolling the Red Sea off the coast of war-torn country, the U.S. Navy said on Monday. The USS Mason detected two inbound missiles within an hour from each other from around 7 p.m. on Sunday after they stopped laughing. The U.S. Navy, these fucking guys. The U.S. Naval Forces said Central Command spokesman Paula Dunn, the destroyer had been conducting routine operations in the international waters. At the time, he said, both missiles impacted the water before reaching the ship, adding that there were no injuries to our sailors, but they killed a few tuna.
My God. Well, thank God.
We assessed these missiles were launched from Houthi-controlled territory in Yemen, referring to an Iran-backed rebels fighting Yemen's internationally recognized government. That shit's just a big shit pot in the Middle East.
Yeah. Scary world we live in.
You know? I mean, there was another story that we're there in Russia. One of the tabloids in Russia said we're really close to going at it.
Us in Russia?
Yeah.
Just well, like it would really
be Russia, Iran, and China. That would be the axis of evil, and mm-hmm. then of course it would be the allies. You know, the United States, you know, Germany, England, right. England. Really, Germany and England would be or U.S. and England are the really two biggest. Our Navy alone is bigger than all theirs.
Right,
and then. You know, that was a big topic in the debate. You know, they're trying to say, you know, Putin's, you know, Trump's buddy.
Right.
And Putin's like, I don't know.
That he is like.
Trump's like, I don't know fucking Putin. You know what I mean? Like when he made that comment about how he admired his strength as a leader, mm-hmm. he wasn't saying he's a great leader. You know, he was basically saying he got to admire his ability to take advantage of the situation that was given to him. You know, our pussy president currently, Obama. Right, no respect in a global sense. That's why Russia's in the position they're in. That's why they're doing what they're doing. They see our country. You know, they don't see a guy like Reagan in there or Bush that's going to fight back. They see Obama's going to be like, let's talk about it. No, you know, that's mm-hmm. why they're doing what they're doing. It's like the old days in school when somebody pushed you around. If you acted like they keep pushing you around. And
right.
They're like, I'm going to take your lunch money. And I'm going to bang your girl. You know, they take it further
exactly.
and further.
There you go. Yeah, you know? I mean, I remember Louis C.K. wrote some sort of like article about this, or not an article, but like he made some statement that like, you know, just every few years you have a Democratic president, then you have a Republican, and then a Democrat. And I feel like now of all times, there needs to be a Republican in office.
Yeah.
When things are really unsettling and like national security and building up the military and all that stuff. But I mean, Trump, I just don't feel like is a Republican. I think Trump is just for Trump.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's just trying to get in. In many ways.
All right. So what do you think is like the biggest story? Do you think the debate, these missiles being fired, a little potential act of war? Well, they're terrorists. Or are all these poor people that don't have power?
I think it's always just going to circle back to all the horrible things Trump says.
Yeah.
Like that seems to always be the story.
Most people are talking about the debate.
Nobody's
talking about the missiles fired from a Yemen base or the people that don't have any power. In like the coast, east coast of the United States.
Nah, because how are you going to drag that on? No one has power. Everyone's going to be like, oh man, that sucks. And then they're going to keep talking about Trump.
It's not a big deal because, like I said, like we were talking about earlier, if your power goes out, that's not a bad thing. You can have fun. Like, you know what I mean?
It's going to come back.
It's going to come back. Yeah. In the meantime, okay, listen, I have power. I can't brush my teeth because I have an electric toothbrush.
Oh no.
Right? Mm. You use an electric toothbrush or a regular toothbrush?
I use what's called the Pulsar. So it's like, it looks like a regular toothbrush. But it has like a button on it and there's these bristles that move. So you have like a few months with it, but you don't have to charge it or anything like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I love the electric one. I have the Oral-B, whatever. That's the round one.
Yeah.
And like one of my dentists, I just help. He's like, listen, if it helps you brush more, then it's good. He doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
But then the lady who cleans my teeth, she's like, no, it's good because it's pulsating and it can gyrate, you know, and this and that.
Right.
And, but that's what I'm saying. If we had the hurricane and we had no power, hey, what are you going to do? Well, we're going to sit around and read.
It'll come back.
Yeah. I can't charge anything. Do you guys have a generator?
I'm sure we do. I'm not really sure. Yeah. But when I lived in New York is when Sandy hit. That was like the first few months of me living there. And we didn't have power for a solid 2 weeks, I think.
That was really weird where all the subways underwater and everything.
Super weird. I had to go to like the pizza restaurant around the block to charge my phone every night. Yeah, I would just sit on the floor in this pizza restaurant for 2 hours.
People on Facebook saying, come over here, you know, charge your phones and shit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Myrtle Beach, man, all that water. North Carolina and where's it? Charleston.
Yeah,
they got hit hard. All that flooding, you know.
It's
the insurance companies are like, fuck.
Probably every time there's a hurricane.
Well, that's what happened after Wilma came through. Everybody got dropped. Like we lost our after everything was covered. Okay, we're done. We're not covering any more insurance. That's it. I mean, some people say, I wish a hurricane would hit and take my roof, and you know.
I wanted my screen door down more than anything.
Take the whole house down. Take the fucking whole house down. You know, and then it's almost like selling the house. You're like, hey, because one thing about insurance, you got we got a half acre here.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a half acre. Nothing can affect that. unless there's a big sinkhole
right.
and brings it all down. So you still have the land. The house on top of it may be worth something, but then the land's also worth something. So it's like, but if you get, you know, if the house blew over, okay, give us a check for 400 grand.
Yeah.
450 grand.
You still have this nice piece of property.
That's right. I'm going to build something different. I'll probably build like a really small house on this land.
Like a tiny house?
Yeah, just build like one of those little tiny houses.
Yeah, what is going on with those things? Like,
right?
Have you ever seen that show? Like House Hunters, yeah. Tiny House?
Don't you think that we're getting into an age like that? The big houses, the big things. People are like, no, I just want to go somewhere and sleep and eat and get the fuck out.
Yeah. No, I'm like highly vulnerable to that way of life. Because like, I love my house and everything's great. But the second I see like a commercial for it, they're like, we'd rather spend our money on experiences. I'm like, right. Oh, me too. That
well,
sounds great.
My buddy, the friends we went with to Epcot,
mm-hmm.
you know, they have a huge house in Parkland. I mean, it's huge.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's just them and their son, you know, and he's there. Half time because and I'm like, I mean, my buddy Mike talking, I'm like, you know what, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, I mean, John, you know, just he's moving out of the house and he's got a little apartment in downtown Atlanta
I'm thinking, yeah,
and it'd be nice just to go to a place where no fucking yard, right? No you know, you don't have all that shit to deal with.
Yeah, because I love owning my house, but like, man, it was so nice to just make a phone call. Oh, hey, my toilet's busted. When are you going to be
right?
here? Okay, bye.
Yeah.
This is your problem.
I mean, I remember the first time when I sold my house in Margate and I moved into a condo on the beach in Pompano for a few months.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I didn't have the you know, the yard bill, the lawn service, the pool,
mm-hmm.
didn't have this fucking, you know, I had the rent and electric,
mm-hmm.
two bills. That was it for the house. Where before, they water, lawn service, electric. It was like I had eliminated all these pays on my computer pay.
Right.
My online banking.
Yeah, there's miscellaneous stuff too. Like we had rats in our attic recently, and that was a $650 fix. And it's
what'd they do?
They had to like set up traps and then come back like every 2 days because if they like put chemicals up there,
they die in the wall.
Yeah, and then they smell.
And they smell
like
the shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why didn't you guys just set your own traps?
Dougie.
Oh, no. See, listen, that's my wife. See, my wife will go up in the attic. Every once in a while we get rats.
Okay.
Because we have a one-story house, but all these big pitches, and you know, we have the high ceilings.
Right.
So we have all these different pitches. So any little crack, any little hole, in the they can get in.
Dig through, yeah.
And they go, like, we had to cover all the water, where the gutter holes.
Yeah.
You put the gutters come down. We have to put stuff to block them because they crawl up the gutter and get on the roof.
Oh, that's comforting.
Yeah.
I didn't know they could do that.
Yeah, they get up the gutters and they get on the roof and they find a hole somewhere in the corner and they get in.
At that type of angle? Like, they could just crawl
up
straight up?
Yeah, I thought maybe if I put a bunch of, like, butter in there, you know, oil, they'd slip, you know.
Creative.
Yeah, but all I got to do is put a cap. Home Depot sells those things to cover.
That's easier than just lubing it up with butter.
Yeah,
like
that would be easier. So one, you know, like they used to, like they can congregate in there. So I remember one time I'm in here in the studio and it was at night or whatever. I'm like, what the fuck is it? And I was like freaked out. We got rats. I can't believe we got rats. And then what do you call the exterminator? Like, you just got to set traps. Don't use, like you said, don't use the poison because they'll eat the poison. They'll fall through the wall and they'll be stuck in your wall. You got to tear the wall off.
Oh my God. Otherwise, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I just thought they like smelled really bad.
No, that's what happens. They eat the poison and then they go back. And then what the idea was, they're supposed to eat the poison. They get them real thirsty. So they leave. They leave the house trying to find water. And then they die somewhere else. But sometimes they don't. They eat the poison. They'll die and they'll fall, you know, in between the walls.
So the poison makes them thirsty. They find water. And then right when they find water, they die.
Yeah,
smart-ass poison.
Yeah, it is smart poison.
Yes.
I don't know. Is
it like timed? Like, that's pretty.
That's the idea. It's like, you know, or they go out, they try to find a drink, they go to a bar, they get shot.
There you go.
They get into a fight with another rat.
Unsafe,
hey, they're hitting on my rat trick.
Rat. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a whole process,
that's
really.
It. So then they have these humane ones where they crawl in like a tube and then they never
come
out.
Before we keep going here,
yeah.
Have you ever seen Life? It's like a nature series and Oprah narrates it. It was like huge years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're all different. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So they have like this one episode on Komodo dragons. Did you watch it?
Yeah. Well, I studied Komodo dragons.
Really?
I report on them. Yeah.
Oh, interesting. I just think it's like insane how they catch their prey. So they bite it. And then for 2 weeks, the animal just hallucinates and gets like a fever and like that. That shit is insane. And like the whole family just like follows this moose around just waiting for it to pass out.
Yeah. They don't want
to. That's
a
strategic
bite
poison.
Yeah.
Right there.
They bite it and they gets all kinds of infections and everything
yeah.
and disease. Then they eat it.
And the other Komodo dragons see the Komodo dragon following around its prey and they're like, oh, cool. He bit him. Let's follow.
Yeah.
Lunch
will be served at some point.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on. Sorry.
So yeah, we set the rat traps. That's all you could do. You set them up there and they're gone. Mm-hmm. You go up there for a couple of days. Sometimes you'd forget, like, and then you're like, we walk out of the garage because we just, you don't have to go. It's like somebody says, well, you got to sell them. No. If you set a rat trap, just go up in the attic right where you go up and you put them right there because the rats will find the food. You don't have to go place them in corners and all this around. You don't have to go crawling through your attic. My friend's like, I got to go crawl. What do you mean crawl through your attic? Just go up in the attic right up there and set them right where you put everything.
I'm a pretty ballsy girl for the most part. Yeah. I would never do that. I'm just so terrified of rats. Like out of any animal on this planet, any insects, like yeah. roaches, spiders, you name it, I don't really care. Rats, yeah. I have nightmares about rats.
Well, that's why when they used to have them, we haven't had them in a while, thank God. But I'll walk outside with the dogs at night,
mm-hmm.
and like, as soon as I open that back door out there, I'll let them out, the dogs, I can hear... I look up and they're in the gutter.
I just got goosebumps.
Yeah, and I look up and the rat will stick his head out and I'll run because I'll put the flashlight up there.
Right.
And the little dog goes crazy. Once I put the flashlight up there, he knows that there's something up there and he'll want to jump up on the roof. He tries, you know. So, well, if you guys got rats, just set up a rat trap. That's all it takes.
Or call the exterminator.
And you got to rid of them because they'll stink like shit because we'll walk out of the garage. You're like, oh, I think we caught a rat.
Yep.
You know, he stinks like hell.
Yeah. It smells like raw chicken or something. Like old
yeah,
raw chicken.
Yeah, it has a certain smell.
Yep.
Once you smell a rat, you'll know.
It's some like rank meat for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, it is. It's, yeah. It's just horrible.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here with Talia Brahms.
Good morning, guys.
And we smell good. But we'll be back with Straight From the Headlines right after this.
Hey, this is Jose Sardui, and you are listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Or as my dad would say, this is Jose Sardui, and you listening to the Wake Up with Dougie Late Show. He wake up late? Is he lazy? I don't understand. Okay, bye-bye.
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight From the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. It's time for Straight From the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of it. Well, there's plenty of that going around.
Yeah, tons of that.
Can't be hard.
Never is.
Here's our first story. Maine couple wins beer in cash in wife carrying competition. I saw this on the news.
Beer and cash, you said?
Yeah. Well, they win beer.
Okay.
The contest is carry your wife competition.
Okay.
So you got to carry your wife through an obstacle course, whether on your shoulder, on your back, you got to carry her mm-hmm. like over, like, you know, monkey bars and through mud pits and shit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They were actually watching
it. It's like mud runner, but holding your wife.
Yeah, you got to carry her with. You got to go along this obstacle course with her on your back, or however you carry her.
How many couples broke up from that?
Yeah, that's what you know. I mean, think about it. Like you know, when things get crazy, like I said, like wife and I were taking down the shutters and all that shit, all thing going on. Yeah, a little tension. Yeah, oh, a little tension
for sure. Whenever you have to work together as a team, especially during like some.
Are you
sort
guys
of, like
that? You and your fiance? Did something you get like? Let me ask you this: When it comes to certain things, like, is there a natural leader between the two of you?
No. It really depends.
Yeah.
It really depends because there are some things that I, like, I'm a really good planner and, right. like, executor. Like, I get things right. done. But, like, he's just better with, I don't know. I can't explain it. I guess it depends.
Like, my wife can pack the shit out of a suitcase. Like, she, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, or a car. Like, if you're stuffing shit in the car, she, like, space-wise, she, you know what I mean? That's why, and then you get in trouble. Like, okay. Well, I'll let you do it because you're so fucking good at it. And like, why you always let me do it? Well, you're fucking good at it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Why I'm trying
tell
to
you a lot different things.
You should be respectful. You know what I mean? I'm trying mm-hmm. to be respectful. You know,
I will say he's a lot more patient than I am with stuff. Like when yeah. it comes, so let's say we have to call like the cable or FPL or something like that. Always, I try and put him on the phone because like he'll like talk to them like, hey, how you doing? How's your? Yep. Okay, I understand.
Yeah.
Like just like very patient. Whereas I immediately right out the gate. And,
right. Like, well, see, there's certain things. That when it comes like things like that, mm-hmm. I rather talk to people because my wife doesn't have, I don't know how to say this, but doesn't have that way of, I don't want to say problem solving, but how to get to the issue.
Right.
Like she'll sit there and talk about something that has nothing to fucking do with it. I'm like, why are you wasting your time right. asking these questions? What, this is what you want to fucking know.
Right.
Oh, then you fucking do it. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll fucking do it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
In Newry, Maine, carrying your wife over a threshold means good luck in your new marriage. Carrying your wife over a threshold of obstacle course featuring log hurdles, sand traps, and water hazards means beer and cash prizes.
You're going to need some beer at the end of that.
I would think so. They said you win whatever the weight of the wife is in beer.
Hey, that's right. Well, I guess that makes sense, because if you have a really tiny, skinny wife, you have an advantage.
That's right.
So you're
not going to win that much beer.
Yeah.
But if you really want to, you get some big cheddar hog as a wife.
Well, they're going to lose anyway. So they're placing a pretty solid bet on their end.
A husband and wife from Maine are this year's winners of the North American Wife Carrying Championship, held Saturday in Newry, Maine, and will compete in the World Championships in Finland. Elliot and Gianna Story of Westbrook will bring home 11 cases of Goose Island Oktoberfest, which is about $665.
Oh, really?
They bested 43 other couples to win the 17th annual competition.
That sounds awesome. I would totally be down for that.
Right?
I wonder how many husbands snuck in you're so heavy, in the middle of it.
Do I have to bring my wife?
Yeah.
The legend behind the event is based on Finland's Raukkanen the Robber, whose 19th century gang was known to pillage villages to take the women. Other accounts suggest Raukkanen required gang members to prove their toughness by completing a course with a heavy sack or a woman. I guess that's another thing Donald Trump called women, heavy sacks.
There you go.
The modern version features teams racing through a regulation length obstacle course, dry and wet hazards. These days, men usually carry a woman. They don't have to be married, and the couple can choose who carries whom. Well, you'd be a real pussy if your wife's carrying around on that one.
Yeah.
Could look at that guy's wife's carrying.
Who would do that?
Yeah. Hey, does your husband play?
In the history of coupledom, when has that ever been assigned? Like, the girl is that much muscular than the...
Yeah, like this real big, dykey woman, big muscle-bound woman. Like a bodybuilder type.
Like a bodybuilder,
And the husband's, really frail. Honey, you do the carrying.
That might work.
Yeah. And a variety of styles, including piggyback, the over-the-shoulder fireman's carry, and the Estonian carry, which features the woman upside down and dangling behind the partner.
Well, that sounds horrible.
Isn't that, I guess that's like a reverse 69,
upside down and dangling. Well, from his back, right? No, because the legs would
maybe
probably
take her head. I don't know how that would work.
How is this a comfortable way to go about the race?
Yeah, I would think that I would have my wife on my shoulders.
Okay.
Right?
Well, it depends what
and
you're
then
doing.
Could you switch around? She's on your shoulders, and then, a minute. We're going to go in the mud pit. Get on my shoulders. Oh, you know what? I got to get over these other obstacle course. I'll hold you.
Carry me like a bride or something. Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, that sounds like a fun race, though.
Yeah.
Especially for the wife that just hangs out and gets to drink beer at the end.
That's right. She's just
Sweet
being
deal.
Carried around.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder how Women's Lib feels about that.
Right.
Speaking of couples, here's the next story. Couple determined to have beach wedding in spite of Matthew. Now, this is, in Cocoa Beach,
Crazy
Florida.
Crazy surfers.
Hurricane Matthew has forced evacuations, the cancellation of vacations, and left hundreds of thousands in the dark. And Dougie may not be able to perform there in November. But the storm won't stop one Florida couple's dream of a beach wedding. Jamie Garnavage and Ryan Gordon tell Florida Today that they chose their Saturday beach wedding for a reason. They explain that everything is engraved with the 8th of October.
Well,
right, gotta
I
get
guess
married.
The show must go on,
huh? Fucking all the engravings are done already.
Well, engravings of what? Like, what are they like?
I know, like, what's
setting
the,
in
like,
stone here?
It's in that metal plate we got.
Yeah,
well,
the napkins say October 8th. Get new napkins, Jamie.
Yeah, or at the wedding, say, look, they say October 8th, but obviously because of the hurricane,
right?
It's now the 15th.
As long as your marriage certificate says when you got married, who cares?
Yeah, they said they picked the 8th because the number 8. When you see it on the side, it's infinity.
Oh, my God.
They're doomed.
They're going to get divorced.
They
this girl's
doomed.
Annoying.
Yeah. The couple lives in nearby Suntree. Gunavage says that they still plan on having some type of ceremony, whatever kind of ceremony that will be. The wedding was set to be held on Ocean Landing Resort in Cocoa Beach, which is where I perform.
Oh, really?
Ocean Landing Resort is where Gregory's Comedy Club is, Gregory's Steakhouse.
Look at that.
Because Matthew spared South Florida, the couple should have smooth sailing for their honeymoon. They'll be vacationing in Key West.
So if the show gets canceled, just send them this article and be like, mm-mm.
Hey, you guys had a fucking wedding. That's not fair.
Yeah, exactly. If you can do a wedding, I can tell some jokes to some
That's right.
people eating.
It's just so mad. I get so mad. You get looking forward to something, you're going to do it, and then boom, no show. I mean, I was lucky last week. I got to work it off the hook, even though my weekend was canceled.
Yeah, that worked out.
Yeah. Another story. Down the toilet, farm stand turns outhouse into a voting booth. Well, that sounds appropriate.
As if it wasn't pleasant or unpleasant enough to be in an outhouse.
Well,
now you got to vote for two shit candidates.
Yeah. Yeah, while you're voting for shit candidates, you got to right. smell the shit.
Really, just bring the experience home.
Ashland, New Hampshire, a New Hampshire farm stand is letting customers put their votes for president where he thinks they belong, right in the toilet. Owen's Truck Farm is home to an outhouse turned fake voting booth with mannequins of presidential nominees Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump and toilets to cash the ballots. Farm stand owner Chris Owens tells the New Hampshire Public Radio that customers have been stopping by for photos and to vote for Ashland Farm, to vote at the Ashland Farm. He says he's collected a couple hundred ballots already. Above the Trump mannequin is a sign that reads, "If I'm elected, we will build a wall between Plymouth and Romney, and Romney will pay for it." I guess that's a local town. Referring
I like
to the
that.
Two
that,
nearby
That's a funny
towns.
Idea. That's cute.
Yeah. Well, if you're going to do something, have fun with it.
Yeah, of course.
Right?
I mean, I think everyone's sort of in the same boat of, you know, no one loves their candidate.
Well, this is why I'm sick of seeing people on Facebook. Like, they're trying, whoever is your candidate, the fact that the other one's such a piece of shit anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Who the fuck, how can you sit there and defend either one of these people? Like, oh, well, you're crazy. That's the thing that's bugging me. It's getting people, there's a lot of people getting unfriending. There's a lot of unfriending going on because of this political bullshit.
Such
right?
Children.
So I can't, like I had this one fucking asshole a couple weeks ago call me a racist because I mentioned something about Trump. I go, fuck you, motherfucker. You know, I mean, how the fuck can you make such a determination about somebody just because they feel like, if you happen to like Trump, you're racist. Really? Okay, so if you like Hillary, then you're a deceitful scumbag, right? Is that what we're going to say? I mean,
you can't generalize, like, what his voters are like because, I mean, it's like the exact same thing as saying, like, he's racist for generalizing. Like, it's just, you can't do it.
You're right. Isn't that hypocritical when somebody's, all the things that people, whenever you're going to sit there and say this shit about a guy like Trump, where are you on this? You know, what makes you a better person?
Yeah, you can't get upset at Trump for being prejudiced, or you can't get upset at people who want to vote for Trump because Trump is prejudiced, but yet you are prejudging every single person that votes for Trump. So
exactly.
It's just you have
crazy.
To just focus on like the issues. Like, and I know that sounds so cliche and like, you know, it's a typical thing to say, but it's true. I mean, like all this stuff with Donald Trump, like, oh, like I'd grab her by the pussy or whatever. It's still just a distraction from, you know, focusing on what's important. Do you think that he's going to protect you? Then vote for him. Whatever.
Right. I mean, what's the real issues nowadays?
Yeah.
I mean, my concern is that our country is not respected anymore. This country, like the world around us is coming in. You know, I mean, within ourselves, this country, we got so many issues. We got racial divide, mm-hmm. which is at its worst, right? We have our first black president and we are more racially divided now than we ever have been.
Yeah.
I tried to explain the point to my friend one day. I said, listen, you can't expect people to eat shit and take it. Like regarding the Confederate flag.
Right.
I can give a fuck less about the Confederate flag. But there's people that love it. Obviously, the people from the South. And if you're going to tell them they have to take it down from their Capitol building, you don't think that's going to piss off a lot of fucking people?
Right.
So, okay. So you win. It's not no longer flies because people look at it and they can't. If somebody can't go on their day because it brings back so many fucking memories because they see a Confederate flag.
Just like wasn't an issue before something happened. Like, what was the defining
issue that happened? Yeah. How many fucking years was the Confederate flag flying over the state capitol in South Carolina? And, you know, and people like, when everybody went on their day and everything's fine. But now all of a sudden, because, oh, that's fuck, can't take this anymore.
Like,
really?
It was like a shooting at a church, I think, in South Carolina, something like that.
Well, that
like,
one white supremacist kid went in there and shot that black church up, prick.
Well, I know. I mean, horrible people. But like I understand why people would be offended by the Confederate flag completely. Get it. But interesting that it's an issue all of a sudden.
Right. Like how are you coping with it over all these last 10, 15, 20 years?
Right.
I'm not talking about the years where things were really bad, like in the early, you know, with the things and shit going the 50s and 60s where things were really bad. But all of a sudden now, right, okay. You know, so guess what? There's going to be some repercussions because those people that no longer have the flag, guess what? They're going to be more vocal. They're going to be pissed off. So all you're doing is rallying up another side. You're not helping anybody.
Yeah. I mean, I always thought they should have just taken it down. If it offends anybody, then yeah, that should be taken. It was a very dark part of our history. Then take it down.
Right.
If you really are on the other side of it and you think it's like, oh, this amazing, wonderful time in our history, why don't you go buy a Confederate flag, put it in your house, and right. worship it every
like,
night.
Like, I'm still amazed to this day where people that have like that or Confederate flag in their... You know, a truck or something like that,
Yeah.
Or have like a Trump stick bumper sticker.
Yeah,
you know, you don't think your car is going to get fucked up by some asshole who's just, I can't believe you have a Trump bumper sticker. You know,
right?
That's the idea of freedom of speech. People should be able to believe what they want without being ridiculed or anything like that.
Just take your flag out to your Dixie Chicks concert at your tailgate and just wave it. Just keep it out of the government. I think.
Well, of course.
Whatever.
I'm just, you know, people tell you, that's the thing, and that's why Trump became who he was. This country's so thin-skinned, so politically correct, nobody can say anything. It's so much more difficult in society to get everybody in the world to get to like something or approve of something than it is for people to just say, lighten the fuck up.
Right.
That's the issue. Mm-hmm. That's what I see in this country. There's so many people out there right now that expect everybody to, you got to feel better about this. You can't do this. You can't be this way. You can't feel this way. You can't, fuck you. I'm going to feel the fucking way I want. It'd be a lot easier if you just dealt with it. You know what I mean? If you just say, fuck it, I'm not going to let it bother me. Like if somebody came up to me and called me a spick, you think it's going to make me ruin my fucking day?
You'd probably punch him in the face.
No, I wouldn't.
You don't think so?
No. I wouldn't. Mm. If somebody came up and said, hey, you're a fucking spick, I go, what? You know. And then if he stayed in front of me and threatened me in another physical manner,
right.
Then I would say, well, dude, you're about to get the knock the fuck out. But if someone say, hey, you're a fucking spick and walked away, like, what do I care about that piece? You know what I mean? Like, again, consider the source, right? That's the old saying. Consider the source. Like in comedy, you can't get there and all riled up if things aren't going your way or somebody's doing better than you and all this kind of shit or somebody says something about you can't. That's something I recently learned. You can't let things bug you. There's always going to be some prick that's pissed off that has to fucking try to ruin your day. And, you know, it's a lot instead of trying to have the world be changed, it'd be a lot easier for you to change, right? Isn't that the old saying? Don't expect everybody to change. Just change with, you know, the way you deal with it.
Yes. I think everyone needs to grow a thicker skin, but be good to people. Don't have so much hate in your heart for people. Everyone goes through their own thing and has their own beliefs.
There's just a lot of jealous fucks out there.
Just let people live. Yeah. Let people do them.
Well, here's a positive person, right? You wouldn't think there's a lot of honesty left in the world? Because if anything, here's the biggest problem we have in this world, corruption. Corruption hit the banks, right? Mm-hmm. We had the financial fallout.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most stellar banks in the world, Wells Fargo, is now known as a corrupt industry company.
Really?
Politicians are corrupt. Look at these two fucking assholes we got running. You know, everything's corrupt. The church is corrupt, right? The problem, you can't go anywhere without running into corruption.
Yep.
And it's hypocrisy because most people are like, oh, I can't believe that person, but they're corrupt themselves. People cheat on their taxes. People cheat when they're on their insurance claims. You know, people take advantage of whatever situation they can, like with Trump. But did he pay taxes? You know how ridiculous that is to me? That, you know, that somebody says, I can't believe, well, you never made a fucking $1 billion. You don't run a company that brings in $13 billion in revenue.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do that and you have a bad year, you can expect a fucking $1 billion loss.
Was this the positive story? What's the...
No, I'm just saying that, you know, people like, they hear something like, oh, I don't know, this is outrageous. Well, to you, it's outrageous because you're a fucking idiot. You've never been in that situation. You know, I have a particular client that a couple few years ago wrote off like over $150,000.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Donald Trump is a buffoon, but he has a point with what he was saying. I mean, really, if you dig past all of the bullying and the interrupting, you get to, oh, Hillary could have changed this, but she didn't because she has rich friends. And guess what?
Yeah, she's a hypocrite.
I'm a rich person.
Yeah.
I benefited from everything
that was
she
a good part of
place.
That debate, by the way.
Yeah, I thought that was a great point.
All the people that you support also are doing the same thing.
Yeah. And then she had nothing to say back.
No.
She didn't even smile at that. She didn't anything.
She knew to shut up. All right. Here's our story. Wells Fargo, grateful woman returned excess cash ATM spit out. And have you ever had a situation where you found, like I one time, long many years ago, there was an extra like $9,000 in my bank account.
Oh, whoa.
And I remember I went through myself saying, I checked my numbers. I knew this was back before I was even making real money. So I mean, like, wow. And of course, the integrity in myself, I went to the bank, called them, hey, I got $9,000 in my account. Turns out, oh, yeah, it was a miss. They put it in there wrong. They would have probably caught it. But we had a one time when I worked at Wachovia, Wells Fargo, somebody came in. Somebody made the wrong deposit, wrong account, like $25,000. The person, a young kid, spent it. They bought a BMW. They went out and spent the money. Out of $25,000, they spent all but $3,000 of it.
They're going to come back.
You don't think there's a fucking paper trail, you idiot?
Like, what did you think? That was just like a gift? Like, God just like dumped a bunch of cash in front of you?
I'm so fortunate. Somebody dropped this money in my pocket.
Look at they fucked up here. I'm going to spend it. They're going to catch it and then expect it back. Yeah, of course.
Actually, what they do is they give him a loan without the money, and now he's got to pay it.
Come on, that's obvious.
In Glen Olden, Pennsylvania, Wells Fargo says a Pennsylvania woman did the right thing when an automatic teller machine spit out hundreds of dollars that weren't hers, and she returned the money.
Good for her.
Christina Edwards tells the Delaware County Daily Times that she went to a Wells Fargo Bank ATM in Glen Olden on Sunday morning to withdraw $60. When the machine instead popped out $380, she tried to chase down the customer in line in front of her to see if the money belonged to him. When she found out it didn't, she called Wells Fargo and was told to return the money to a bank branch when she could. The 35-year-old single mother of two did that on Monday. Now, single mom with kids.
Yeah.
What could she have bought with that $360?
Wow, that was great.
Hey, kids, I got the Xbox.
Yeah, right? Just
PlayStation 3.
Or helps with rent.
A bank spokesman says Wells Fargo is grateful Edwards returned the money after the ATM malfunction and opened up her fake account.
Exactly. We're going to open up an account for you and your dog now.
That's right. You, your dog, and all your hamsters and
your
fish.
And your 2 5-year-old children. Yeah.
Yeah, even though they can't put any money in it. So, hey, at least there's some honest people left.
Yes.
Now, if you ever run into honesty, you ever like, when I notice somebody's honest or something like that happens, I really show my appreciation for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got, like, oh my God, I can't believe you did that. That's so nice of you.
Yeah, I mean, there's been so many times where I've left my purse somewhere or like my phone or something and I come back and like they're like so, oh yeah, are you Talia? Okay, yeah, let me.
Right.
And they, I mean, it's just, it's amazing when that happens.
Right.
Like when you're panicking. And then someone like, I think I remember too, like I left my wallet somewhere and someone called me and said, I think I have your wallet.
Really?
Like, wow. Yeah.
That's nice.
Amazing.
Well, there you go. Well, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
It's been a pleasure,
that's
Doug.
That's right. I want to thank Talia Bronze for joining us today.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That's right. And don't forget, guys, this week, Wise Guys Comedy Show at Tabellino's this Wednesday, 8:15 showtime. I'll be your host along with Hump Lumberg.
Hump
as
Lumberg.
Your feature. And Texas, Flo Hernandez, very funny comic, originally met at the old New York Comedy Club, will be in town, very funny guy. That's tonight, just $10. Come out to Tabellino's on Wednesday, I should say, and do that. Don't forget, October 22nd, I'll be at the American Rock Bar along with Talia.
And I will too.
And just $10, I think, or $15 for that show.
Yeah,
something like that. Go to a Living Social, they have a special, whatever. But American Rock Bar and Grill in Deerfield Beach. And October 28th, I'll be at Winter Circle in Lakeland. At Winter Circle in Lakeland. Love the teriyaki chippy wings, they call them.
Teriyaki chippy wings.
Teriyaki chippy wings. Chippy wings, like a little extra, you know, fried shit, you know.
Ah.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
That's right. And anyway, thanks for listening, guys. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. Join our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. And Talia?
Tali B Comedy. And if you happen to be in the Boca area tomorrow, I will be at the new Beer Tree Co.
There you go. Thanks for listening, guys, and we'll see who's here tomorrow. Maybe Elgin, maybe Peter, maybe both. We don't know. We'll
surprises.
See. That's right. See you then. People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Thick beam of light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They passed the limits of imagination to the
journey of a thousand lifetimes with the children.